Welcome in. This is not the normal Washed Up Walk-Ons episode. You guys get those on Mondays and Thursdays. If you're listening to this, welcome to the first ever Walk-On Live. We're going to be doing a live show during the season this year. The plan is Tuesday afternoons at 4 p.m. on our Facebook and YouTube channels live streaming. You can call in and interact with us. They will be reposted afterwards to the feed right here. Hope you enjoy this first one. Let's have a day. Let's go.
This thing?
Nah, we're just in it. Welcome in to the live show. Hopefully that music came through well. We already got 15 viewers on this thing. The chat is going to be going. What's up?
I'm reading the chat. I don't know what seppuku means, but I'm laughing.
In fact, let's do this. We throw the chat up on the side?
Yeah, man.
What is... Drake didn't... seppuku... I don't know what that means. Welcome in, guys. Welcome in. 19 live viewers. This is the new element of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. And I've got all these different things. As you can see, we can put stuff up on the screen. We've got a live call-in number that we're going to take calls from. Drake's watching the chat and just laughing. And look at the crispy Washed Up Walk-Ons presented by DRF Sports. This is going out live to YouTube. I fucked up and should have connected it to the Facebook as well. We will get that going in the next few weeks. But welcome in.
How many of the Discord in here?
It's probably going to be most
in the chat.
Yeah,
Discord in the chat.
Yeah, Discord in the chat. I'm going to send out a tweet right now too for the just an announcement of anybody who is able to come in here. Welcome in. We have no plans for this show. This is live. You guys are listening live. Hopefully I get connected to, I am connected to the Rodecaster. So hopefully we get a couple calls here in a second. On the screen, hopefully you can see it, is the number. You can call that number and literally talk to us live.
What's
on the
show. You easy.
So if any of you have a question, don't just call us to be like, hey guys, what's up? You know, like, give us a question about the Hawks or about something interesting that we can talk about.
From now on, instead of saying fucked up, just say Petrus. Like, holy Petrus, this offense is trash.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, tough one for the kid, but if you just add an H to the end of his name... literally Pete Trash. And I've seen that plenty of times. Swish is a degenerate.
Swish is a bit of a madman. And Swish is going to be in the fantasy draft here in about 3 hours.
Yeah, the Tyler Kluver League and the Drake Kulik League are both kicking off at 7 p.m. tonight. So if you guys are in the Wash Up Walk-Ons fantasy.
What is my question for... this here live show, call-in show, is what is your fantasy punishment for the league? Because you're the commish. You get to decide it. And mine is decided.
What is it?
You have to take a blow-up doll on a dinner date and send the picture. And it has to be to the restaurant of the choice of the league.
Wow.
And then you have to send video or picture evidence.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a secondary, tertiary punishment within that punishment is having to blow that fucker up.
Yep.
Like your lungs.
But then that thing's also going to blow you at the end. So, you know,
that's
give it a little punishment.
Yeah. Kevin's lame. Kevin said, if you win, you get my respect.
I'll definitely get the winner some sweet merch for sure.
Tall Hawk Bunk. I'm not sure where that name comes from. Honest question. I was offensive struggles last week. were most impacted by offensive line play, Petras play, lack of playmakers due to talent and or availability to injury or offensive scheme.
I put everything always number one on the offensive line because Iowa football is offensive line first and foremost. Like, we run zone scheme running because we expect our offensive linemen to play like NFL linemen. And it's just, if our offensive line isn't playing well, then we're simply not going to play well. Second is the fact that Petras can't complete a pass, period. I mean, the kid's got the yips like I've never seen. And that's my one and two.
Oh, boys, it's everything.
Because we've seen that non-athletic dudes can run for 5, 6, 7 yards if there's a hole there.
Here's my thing, Drake. If you give us the best quarterback in the most mobile quarterback in the nation right now, how much better do we actually get?
Some for sure.
If you give us the best receivers in the country, how much better do we actually get?
Where not
do we
get as much?
Not really.
We get right? better with a mobile quarterback. We get less. We get better at less of an interval if you upgrade the receivers.
If we get 5-0 linemen who are a top 5, top 10 offensive line in the country,
we simply don't get touched. We're 12-0. A 5 top 10 offensive linemen. If you put us Tristan, James, you know, all of our, give us Lindy back, we're going to be 12-0.
At what
with our defense and a Joe Moore offensive line, this team is 12-0, even without playmakers. That's how good our defense is. And if we have that offensive line, that's how well we control the football. So all we have to do is control the football and let our defense dominate.
Do you agree with me that the line is more important than the quarterback?
I believe that the line is the most important thing in Iowa football, period.
Okay.
I think you can win with an average quarterback and a great offensive line, especially at Iowa.
I think that you could win with Petras or Padilla, who aren't even average quarterbacks, with a top 15 or 20 offensive line.
I want the best offensive line or the second best offensive line in the Big Ten. That's what I'm talking about, because we're lacking playmakers like in a bad, bad way.
Yeah.
So you gotta upgrade that offensive line in a serious manner to make it really cover up all those holes.
I don't know if my phone – I imagine somebody at this point has tried to call in. It has not rung yet. It's fully connected.
Swish. I hope I don't get lost. I hope I don't get last because my wife's going to be looking at me real fucking sideways when I ask her to watch the kids and I walk out with a dressed-up sex doll.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Welcome. Can you hear me? Oh, no. Well, come on. You got to stay on the line, brother. Whoever just called, you got to stay on the line. I don't know where you went. I answered it, and then you went away. Swish is an absolute animal. Lister, very active in the chat. One thing I haven't heard much talk about is how much of an impact Gavin will be once he's back. I feel like him and L. Williams, they should take some pressure off the quarterback.
We ran for 1.6 yards over the course of an entire game. I don't care if we have Sean Green back there. I don't really care if we have Derrick Henry. Like, Derrick Henry still doesn't have that great of a rushes per or yards per carry average behind this.
I agree. I think you could put Adrian Peterson in his MVP year back there, and he would run for 3 yards a carry. Like, our line is a bag of tortilla chips that you're eating right now.
I'm actually eating white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Like, white cheddar Cheez-Its are bomb. Over under three. The caller was chicken shit, by the way, David. Over under 3.5 points scored by our team. Directly? Like a pick six, a scoop and score, a safety? I don't know. That's a good
one. Give me the over, baby. It's the Cy-Hawk series, and we need this trophy. Give me the over.
It's a good line. It's Drake eating Cheetos. Yeah, Drake is a Cheeto finger. It's confirmed. He's a white cheddar Cheeto finger.
I'm a big Cheeto guy, and I hope you guys, it hasn't fallen. Wait, what? Fallen deaf on your blind on you?
Fallen on deaf ears. Blind.
Whatever. I think the fact that I'm a huge bum. Like, I was a fullback, a walk-on, and I'm like 5 years. I am a Cheeto finger.
Do we have you? Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who are we talking to?
We actually got one. Holy shit.
I'm not gonna chicken shit on you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who's on the other line here?
This is James Brandstetter, otherwise known as Clown Ass in the Discord chat.
This fucking guy.
Big time clown ass too, by the way.
What do you want to say, James?
Big clown ass. Boys, I got a conundrum, because this is by far the least excited for a rivalry game I have ever been in my Hawkeye fandom life.
I'm with you, Jay. I may actually not watch
my wife. Well, my wife is a fucking Cyclone fan, boys.
Okay, so that's not good. James, you married your wife.
I married a Cyclone fan, yes.
That's on you, pal. Continue. Where's your conundrum?
Well, I just kind of like Drake said, like, I mean, I'm going to watch the game, but 3 points isn't going to do it against Iowa State. So I'm just hoping that maybe one of you, it's going to have to be Clue, but I'm hoping that maybe one of you can like walk me off the edge of just completely being uninterested and maybe give me some light at the end of the tunnel here.
Well, dude, we have an electric punter. If there's anything, if you like defense, we have a Heisman punter and a great defense. So you can at least be hyped for that.
And I mean, the defense, don't get me wrong, but you can't expect the defense to keep every team from scoring more than 3 points every game. So
Phil would say otherwise, to be honest. If you were in a meeting with Phil, he'd be like, the offense is going to get us 3? Great. They can't score more than 3. And that's like Phil Parker 101 right there.
I understand that. But just in the law of averages, you're going to let a big play bust every now and then. Like, it's just mathematically, it's going to happen at some point.
The defense is going to bust. They're going to Jordan come.
So what the fuck do we do here, boys? What do we look forward to on Saturday? What hope do we have in a hopeless Iowa Hawkeye fan land?
Yeah, James.
Say that again. Sorry, I don't know.
Are you a religious guy?
Not particularly, but I could be convinced right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, pal. You've got about 4 days to get a better relationship with God. Go into His house of prayer. And start throwing them at him. Start launching them like they're shooting hot arrows into a village, dude. Just start launching them, and maybe one of them will stick. Light a fire, and here we are.
Amen, brother.
James, thanks for the call. I'm going to hang up on you, and we'll discuss that a little bit more. For those that are on the Patreon, Patreon.com/washupwalkons. James asked him to walk him off the ledge. And those who are about to listen to the DHT that Drake and I just put together,
it ain't going to do it.
Half of that thing is going to walk you closer to the edge.
Yeah.
And we openly talked about it. Drake claimed it was everybody's plan B. So there you go. Eric says you're not a bum. He clearly doesn't know you, Drake. That is.
But Jake the Snake says, please tell me you guys saw the ESPN QBR rating for Petrus was 1.1.
1.1.
That can't be real.
It's real. No, it's real. Let me pull up on the other.
Is 0 the worst or is 1 the worst?
I believe 1.0 is the worst you can be.
Oh, that's our QB, baby.
I'm going to pull up the, here's the fucking, okay. Now this is cool. Look at me.
Convinced Kaysa Padilla is any better.
Kaysa Padilla, bro. Come on now. For those, let me see, which is the best option here? Let's go here. So for those that can see this, those are the current QBRs for through one game. I guess it's through two games for a couple teams. You've got Stroud up there at night around 90. Helinski, after a nice performance against Nebraska, is up there in the 80s. Casey Thompson for Nebraska is actually 11th. Two teams haven't played, and Spencer sits last of the 12 guys who have played.
And he ain't not close.
He ain't even sniffing it. It's not good, boys. It's not good.
Yeah, so, James, go pray. Just start launching them prayers like arrows into the sky and hope that one sticks.
Appreciate everybody being here. 67 people in here. It feels like 1,000. Thousands of people listen to our show on a weekly basis. I mean, the boys are doing numbies, if we're being honest.
And you love that saying, by the way.
We're going to have a t-shirt that says we're doing numbies. But 67 of you guys, I mean, that's like a – if I would have went to class when we were at Iowa, oh, here we go. We got another one. Hold on 1 second. Hello, who are we speaking?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yo, what up?
Who are we talking to now?
This is Caleb.
Oh, Jesus.
Twisted Lister.
Yeah. What do you got to say, Caleb? What do you have for the fans in the walk-on army here? Oh, my God. What is that?
I don't know, because I feel like I say a lot. But I don't know. I got.
Where'd he go? Oh, I don't know what's happening on your end, brother, but we are getting. I think he's getting abducted by aliens. Oh, John Miller is in the chat. John, welcome to the
show. My hair like that, I would not hide it under a hoodie.
Welcome to the shit show, John. This is what new media looks like. John, now part of the Iowa Everywhere Network, he's tied up. He's buttoned up. He's clean. They run a tight ship over there. Just a second, Matt. I will put the number back up on the screen. Over here at the Wash Up Walk-Ons, we are essentially Drake. What you're looking at right now with Drake is the epitome of what our podcast is. We're messy. We are
not you're put the together. Man, John.
All right, we got another caller back. Let's see if we can if this person doesn't sound like a robot. All right, hello. Who are we talking to?
Will the real John Miller please stand up?
Hello, are you there? Oh, sorry about
that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up, brother?
Okay. Well, I would just – couple things is, I mean, there's a lot of negativity going around about the program, which is understandable. But you were in the locker room after the game, right? You got to kind of get a feel for what the vibe was. I know you talked about it a little bit on the show afterwards, but can you kind of – I guess go over what your feelings were again when you were in there, and then how you guys, if you were players still during this, you know, atrocious offensive era in the Iowa football program, you know, how you guys would be dealing with this, and you know what kind of an impact it would have had on you guys if you were still in the program.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. I'm gonna hang up because when I let people stay on the line, it seems to be screwing up. So thank you for calling in, man.
You bet. Thanks.
I was not in the locker room. I did talk about the locker room because when I did my post-game radio show after the game at Hudson Southside Tap over by where Drake and I used to live, that is the real John Miller swish. That's the real John Miller. We'll take your call in a second. We'll take your call in a second. We'll be there in a sec. We are, dude, Drake, this is a real operation. I got to talk to three different players who came in and actually ate with their families at Hudson's. They said it was like a cemetery. Drake and I have been in the locker room after a win.
If I had to go into that locker room, if I was the fullback on this offense, I had to go to the locker room after that game, I would have gone directly to the shitter and acted like I had an emergency that lasted 45 minutes, and I would have been the last one out of the locker room. They would have just forgotten about me. I would not have been a part of that. It was gone.
Can you remember a win that we had that felt similar to this?
Our senior year when we played Minnesota, I think, felt
Rutgers, right?
Rutgers, when we played junior year.
When we played Rutgers, I don't know what just happened. I tried to answer that call, but It didn't work.
What was the game? I think Illinois, was it our junior year or senior year when Coach Brian came in the locker room at halftime and blew it apart? You remember that?
Yeah.
We were playing terrible at Illinois. Was that our junior year or senior year?
That would have been our junior year when Riley finally housed the punt return. All right, let's see if we can get another person on the lines and I don't mess this up. Hello, caller. Who are we talking to?
Hey, my name is Matt. I'm calling from Omaha.
Matt in Omaha. Thank you for joining in on the show. What do you got to say, brother?
Hey, you know, I've been watching the Hawks for going on 35 years now. I've been watching them since I was a little kid. I got to say, at some point or another, I understand that Spencer Petras is apparently a superstar in practice, but until he can figure out what he's supposed to be doing in a game and do it correctly, it's time to see something else, in my opinion. And I'm not one of those people that's like, let's go fire Brian and Kirk right now, because that's not going to solve any problem. I mean, to be honest with you, if we fired them tomorrow, what would we do? Like, it's not going to give any
trot out the same.
You know what I mean? Or if we ask them to leave.
Yeah. That's a good point.
But Kirk Ferentz has earned the right to retire at Iowa. But anyways, guys, it's Iowa State week. We got to focus on beating the Cyclones. They're the Cyclones for a reason, and go Hawks.
Thanks for calling, man.
Don't actually have to worry about beating them at all, though. We could just kick back with our feet up and let the boys do the thing, because there ain't shit we can do about it.
I'm glad that Matt brought this up. People want to fire the Ferentzes, right? Kirk, Brian. Okay. I don't think that's a good idea, firing Kirk Ferentz. Brian, you could probably get away with at this point, and people would be like, all right, cool. Like, he's going to he'll be fine. He'll move on. He'll find a job in the NFL or go try and be a head coach in the MAC somewhere. Kirk, and actually, John, if you're still here, I listened to you talk about this, or maybe it was Chris. One of those podcasts said Kirk could go 1-11 this year and probably the same for the next couple years, and we will not fire him because we know that he's done it for 20, right? It's not him. His system has been the system for 20 years, right? It's a talent issue right now. Right. And sure, maybe that system still doesn't win games like Texas Tech wins games, or like you see Appalachian State and North Carolina score 60. We're still going to win ugly. Right. But we'll be in every game. We'll win 8 games a year, 9 games a year, 10 games a year. And people will still complain about a boring offense, but we'll still win games. If you fire Brian or KF right now, what I'm saying is you're basically stuck. Right. If you want the team to perform worse and there to be more stress and more distraction during a season, that would be the best way to do it, is to fire one of the staff, right? So cancel that out of your brain, because that's not the move here. Bringing in somebody, you could bring in the best offensive coordinator in the world. Who is it? I don't know. Is it Sean McVay or whoever they use over at the Rams or the Chiefs? You could bring them in right now. And because you're dead center middle of the season, the guys on the team are not going to be able to implement a new system. We're stuck. The talent has to improve. That's where you make up the ground. And you can see it happen a lot. But no one wants to fire Kirk. That is not true, Mark. That is not true. There are people who want to fire Kirk. I've seen.
John Miller said, doesn't it seem odd how Iowa football's Twitter handle is almost apologetic the past few days? Have never seen that from them before.
Yeah.
Explain that to me, Kluver. I need to know what's going on.
It's very – let me just bring it up. It's very, like, hold on. Like, we'll get there kind of posts from them right here. So let me share the screen. I love this app. So – the latest one is called It's a Process, and it's a quote from KF that says, good teams develop during the course of the year. It's all about what you do moving forward. It's how you handle it and how you respond. Right?
Agreed.
And if you expect the football account to, like, you know, then they've got the captains.
Which, hey, dude, I think it's reasonably weird that the third-year senior starting quarterback is not a captain. That's the first quarterback that hasn't been a captain in as long as I can remember.
Look at this one. It just says we won.
We won. Yeah, that's the one I wanted to reply on Instagram and be like, that's not a win.
That's a bad post.
That's a bad post.
That's a bad,
bad look. Bad
look. That's a bad – I didn't even see this one. I'm just scrolling and I saw this.
Yeah.
That's a bad post. We won. It's almost like, hey, I've got nothing else to say, but we won.
Unless they're saying by posting a picture of the defense, we won. Get it? Either way, it's a bad post. But
it's not great.
Ooh, that's what John, the lack of Chris Doyle causing some of the issues you guys think. I'd say that's a resounding yes.
Yes. I'm not going to take shots, but I'm going to take shots.
Shoot. Unsuccessful people are the ones that got Doyle fired, and they were unsuccessful for a reason. I'll leave it right there.
Wow, we could really go there here, huh?
Mm.
I could really go there because I've got some opinions on this, and no one else is going to say it. Nobody else in the Iowa media or that has a platform like Drake and I do is going to say this.
Pull the trigger, Kluver. I've got, you know how there's two nuclear keys?
Yeah.
Mine's engaged, bro.
Wee woo, wee woo. Damn, them boys have gotten soft, huh?
Soft, bro. Not the defense, though.
Defense has stayed,
and they're playing, and it's got to be Phil.
And I think it's Phil, and I think it's the tradition. I think it's they have a standard to uphold, right? Doyle had a lot to do with the offensive line. He spent a lot of time there and with those guys during practice. Iowa, I'm not saying this is the only reason, right? Chris Doyle leaving.
It's Ray a mentality, man.
It's a mentality. Ray Braithwaite. He's still getting it done. They still have a great strength conditioning program, all of that. But I'm telling you that what Doyle brought to that program, and honestly, what got him pushed out by the guys who couldn't handle it, was the militaristic mentality of everything in your being is now for the good of the cause. Right? And I get it. I get it. It's the world we live in, right? We should be able to express ourselves, whether you're white, you're black, you're purple, you're 6'4", you're 5'4", right? There should still be a resemblance of who you are and you being able to express yourself as a growing young man, right, in the program. You should feel comfortable with that. But Doyle cut out a lot of the bullshit and had people laser focused. And a big part of that, who has to put on the most weight and make the most body changes? And the offensive line is heavier than they've been. Like, size-wise, we should be good. But, hey, we aren't good.
In my opinion, there aren't angry dudes. It's been 2 years since we've seen angry offensive line. And we had one guy last year playing like a savage. And the rest of them, I understand they were young, but they're just not out there playing like angry savages that you expect an Iowa offensive line to play like.
Here's another thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm so happy that 100 people are in here right now watching us. I've got literally 10 minutes left on this live show. Since Brian moved from the offensive line, Polisek took over.
It hasn't been the same. Brian Ferentz won a Joe Moore Award, offensive line.
We haven't gone up. And granted, there wasn't a lot of room to go up, but call it recruiting, call it misses, call it luck.
Dude, we won the West. We played in the Big Ten Championship. We played in a Rose Bowl. Then our offensive line won a Joe Moore Award. And now it's fallen to this.
And we had Tristan as a recruit, right? We had Tristan and
we had Lindy.
We had a couple other guys who came in and held on for a little bit, but we are, I would say it's snapped. The last thread has snapped and we are broken.
That offensive line is for sure. And our quarterback's broken. And those are the two wheels that run the Iowa football machine.
John with the comment here on the line. And again, it is an interesting angle. I think you would be naive to think that Doyle leaving and the mentality of what he brought to the program.
Doyle was an offensive line guy.
Yeah,
he spent his time in practice.
Yeah.
Being the him and KF side by side, yep, just with the offensive line at all times.
And Brian was the offensive line coach at the time.
Correct.
Now Doyle isn't there, and I'm sure Barnett's a great guy, but Brian was an offensive line coach. Brian, not a great OC, right? That's continuing to be proven. He could coach an offensive line. O-line from last week was so below the average standard. The interior three really struggled. Guards couldn't reach in zone. Yeah, it was the incongruency. I don't even know if that's a word. The choppiness of the snap. The
incohesiveness.
It was bad. Those boys weren't even thinking about getting to where they're supposed to be. They're just trying to get off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it looks like right now, while Logan Jones has a lot of promise, I think, of what he can do after the snap, I think the guy is a bit of a dog. You know, he can grind it out. Right now, it does not look like he has everything smoothed out to where he's going to be, like, we are going to lack there severely. A lot of high snaps in the shotgun as well, which could be first game nerves, but there's no excuse. It's tough. There's a lot going on. We've got 7 minutes here left before I shut this thing down. I'm so happy that you guys are joining in. 108 people in here right now. I hope you guys are enjoying this format. I spent more time than I should have figuring out how to put the banner up top with the presented by DRF Sports. To be fair, if John's still in here, John told me to do this like a year ago. John is basically ahead of me by about 300 days on everything that I should be doing with the Washed Up Walk-Ons. And I just like kind of adopt it when I feel like it. Clearly this is a nice little addition to what the Washed Up Walk-Ons can offer. We'll take one more call if someone wants to call in, and then we'll wrap this up. But what do we got here? Who's in the chat? I am so proud.
No, this is not the new DHT.
This is not the new DHT. You guys on the Patreon have a 50-minute banger of a DHT episode coming your way after this show gets over.
Make sure you take your antidepressants and eat some mushrooms before you listen to that one.
Plug the Patreon. There's nothing to plug. Patreon.com/washupwalkons if you want to support the brand and support UI Children's Hospital.
Send it to your friends and family, man. Let them know it's worth it.
It's a funny show. The call number is up. If we want to take one more, I will answer it if it comes through. Seems like maybe not everything's coming through. On special teams, are you guys told to run the ball out when it's fair caught or touchback? I've noticed more and more teams doing it, but Iowa has done it for as long as I can remember. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
I think he's saying run through the goal line.
Yeah. I don't know. What's up? Who are we talking to?
Will Mertens. How's it going?
Oh, brother Will. How we doing?
Not too bad. Hey, this is a question for Drake, more so not really about Washed Up Walk-Ons, but
here we go.
Good friends with Devon Miller and TJ Lloyd. Just had to plug them in here real quick.
Is that right?
That is right. I was just with him watching the game.
Which one of them?
Devon. TJ's out of the country.
I didn't know he's out of the country.
That's T-Boy Lloyd.
Yeah, T-Boy Lloyd.
Shout out to the Musket Dream, you know?
Yeah, those are two guys that I know quite well. Shout out to Muscatine High School.
But not really, you know?
But not really. But in 2013, Muscatine High School was kind of popping.
Probably, yeah, back then.
We were good at sports back then.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Will. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
The Muskrats. How are the Muskrats doing though?
I think they are 0-2 by like a combined 90-0.
Okay. Cool. We are, I gotta get you a little tag too, but you don't even care.
I don't have social media, Kluver.
Yeah. You have Instagram. appreciate everybody joining in here. And if you guys have suggestions, I'm going to get better at running this too. There's a lot of comments coming through. Was Nate Stanley underappreciated? Come on. You know he was. You know he was. They were calling to fire his ass too.
He had to follow the golden goat, and it's a tough place to follow, but sometimes you don't know how good you got it till it's gone.
Oh, boy. Put in Cooper DeJean. That's all I have to say. Put in Cooper. Coop, let him toss it.
What'd you Wild say? Coop.
Oh, yeah. Wild Cooper Coop. Cat. Yeah, Nate Stanley was so underappreciated. Absolutely. I agree. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this live format. This is going to happen every Tuesday. Drake might not be here every Tuesday, but
I might be.
But he might be. And there's a decent chance that this is probably the best place to find Drake on what actually happens in some football talk, because he's not kidding when he says that he is going to stop showing up to the regular show for the season, at least. Joey,
I'll be happy to talk after the season.
Yeah, especially when we get guys on. Joey, Labas or Labas, whatever the third string.
It's got to be Labas, man, because Labas is way too close to labia, and we just can't be having our quarterback with the last name Pussy Lips.
Yeah, you're right. But honestly, that might be a tougher look than what we put out there on Saturday, man. Yikes. live game time watching. So here's the problem with that, Andy, is what are we?
Oh, Kluber's probably going to be there trying to sell walk-on tacos at the taco truck.
Casey Kreider, are you on the line right now?
I am. I saw you're doing a live show. Are we still live?
Yeah, dude, you're on the
line. Casey, right, I love you, dude. Welcome.
Drake, listen, I need you out of the bucket, man. I know you're in a rough place, but it's all going to be okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, if we have 1.7 yards per offensive play, it's not going to be okay, Casey. I'm going to find a bridge, and I'm going to climb to the top of it, and I'm going to jump.
You're like, you're the prior to Muscatine, Iowa. Muscatine needs you, and you know, you're got more grit than that just to give up. I know you do.
But see, Casey, here's the thing. There's nothing for me to grit through except for bad television. I'm not there anymore, pal. If I was there, I'd be gritting up. Now I'm just kicking back with my feet up, watching absolutely horrible television.
Here's what I think will help. I think that you need to set some kind of limits, right? Like if Iowa averages under 2 yards a carry, you're going to go get submitted at jiu-jitsu 5 times on purpose.
Dude, if Iowa averages less than 2 yards per carry, I might not tap, and I might just let him kill me.
I'm dead. Oh my God.
All right. Well, here's why I called, because I got like a 30-minute drive to and from work every day. So I've been catching the podcast. You guys are killing it, by the way. Kevin's flaking as usual, I guess.
Yeah, I mean he's sucking up to some, you know, tight ass nurse in a hospital somewhere.
Well, good for him. I mean, I guess to each their own. But I gotta say this: you said something last podcast that we haven't seen this type of punting since Ryan Donahue, and you need to give my man Eric Guthrie the time of day. This is probably a hot take. People that might not remember, but Eric Guthrie was pretty darn good himself. He only did it 1 year, but give Gus some credit.
Yeah, that would have been my mistake, because I actually thought Gus came before Donahue. So was he right after Donahue?
Yeah, so Gus took over after Donahue, and I'll give you a quick story. It's a funny story. So Donahue is an absolute legend. Ryan Donahue is a phenomenal punter, one of the best to ever do it at Iowa, and Gus was kind of always right behind him, right?
Yeah.
And Gus was the walk-on, but Gus could go punt for punt with Ryan Donahue. And Don had a bit of a – he had a chip on his shoulder. And him and KF could get into some heated kind of back and forth every once in a while just because Don was very opinionated. And the best was when it got out of control, KF would take Don out and put Gus in at practice, and Gus would just start dropping bombs. And then Donahue would go back in. and Donahue would show out and then out punt Gus most of the time. But it was awesome to watch those two go back and forth. And the trump card for KF was always like, hey, Don, if you want to, if you just kind of want to like act like this, like Gus, go ahead. We'll just show you Gus could do it too. But it was legendary, absolutely legendary.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that, like, he would just out of spite come in and just like increase his punts by like 10 or 15 yards just to say fuck you to everybody.
it was incredible. Some of the best times of my life. But I was going to text you. And then I forgot, and I saw you're doing a live show, so I figured I'd call.
Appreciate you jumping in, everybody.
Shout out to the best long snapper that we've had, especially way better than the short, bald, ugly idiot.
Okay. Casey, did you catch the tackle by Elkin the other day?
I did. I caught like the second half. We were on vacation. It's like our mini bye week before the regular season starts. So
yep,
we took a little trip, but I caught the second half, and I saw his tackle. That was nice.
You
and Elkin's really good.
Yeah.
I spent some time with him, and the kid's good. He knows what he's doing. He's asking the right questions. I think he's good. Like he's a young college football player. So you got to take that as it comes. But he stepped in a hard role last year, and he's done nothing but good things.
Absolutely. I know you got one. At least to my memory, you got one opportunity like that where I believe it was your junior year. A guy kind of turned around and you crushed him in Kinnick. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one. So my very first game, my redshirt freshman year, Andy Schultz got knocked out the very last game in Minnesota. It was like -10, I swear to God. And I just remember I got a call from the booth, and it was Lester Erb, and he was just like, hey, you're up. And I was like, I wasn't even on the depth chart to be long snapper. They just let me travel because I was working hard on the team. And I had a shot my very first game, and I literally jumped. I dove over top of the returner, missed him, but I think Jeff Tarpanian cleaned him up after. And that's the one I remember. I wish I had that one back. Like, because we lost that game. I always think, like, what if I hit him, he fumbles, we get the recovery score, and we beat Minnesota that year. I think it was probably 2010. So that's the one I always wish I had that one back.
Yeah, we always think about the ones that could have been. So Jabril, I appreciate the call, Case.
What did Drake say?
I said Jabril Peppers left both my ankles the exact same way.
Yo, Pep was on the team my first year out here in New York. Pep he's one of a kind, man. He's a super good dude. That's the fun thing about where I'm at now, right? Like, I get guys in the locker room that I played against in college, or you finally meet them when they're on a different team and you can chat, and like, there's always a lot of mutual respect. Don't sleep on this, Hawk fans that are listening, by the way. Anybody that has ever played in Kinnick, whenever the conversation comes up in the locker room, these SEC guys will be like, there's no way Kinnick Stadium is like hard to play in, this and that. You talk to anybody who's played in Kinnick, from Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, it doesn't matter. They will stand up and talk about how hard it is to play in Kinnick Stadium. So fans, keep bringing the noise.
That's our hope. Oh, yeah. That's our hope for this weekend in the CyHawk, because there's not a lot of other places to look for it. Casey, you just you increased the value of this live show by tenfold.
Exponentially. John Miller and Casey Kreider, thank you for making us relevant.
You guys keep killing. You guys are doing great. I'll shut up. I'm going to keep tuning in though.
Love it. Thanks, Casey.
Come hang out with us after the season.
Later.
See you, brother.
Yeah. You got it. Later.
There you go. It's good to have friends in the NFL. Maybe we can get fucking George Kittle in on one of these. To finish this out, as we were talking about labia,
I've got like 3 minutes of computer battery left. Just so you know.
Circle Herc says, I'm not answering that call. I'm sorry, you can call next time. I know this is a crazy, the demand for this show is incredible. Circle Herc is going to finish this off and says, wrong, Pussy Lips would straight up sling that thing.
And that's exactly how we should end this podcast.
It's exactly how we should end it. If you watched or if you listened to this afterwards, this is a live show that's going to happen on Tuesday afternoons. You can catch it on YouTube and hopefully Facebook moving forward. Thank you guys for joining. Hope you enjoyed some of the chat, the interaction between us, looking at Drake's face. Somehow he is not homeless. He actually lives in a very nice establishment, but he looks like it. And we will be back again. If you're a Patreon member, patreon.com/washedupwalkons, a fantastic 50-minute DHT is going up very soon after this. We will talk to you guys.
Bring your Xanax.
On Thursday for the Iowa State preview. Until then, love y'all. Peace.
Peace.